We're back having technical difficulties. We're missing. We'll hope to be on the air. Having a streaming problem. We'll go ahead and start like this. Starting lineups for tonight's ball game. Varsity contest. Hamilton Heights will send to the floor. Number 3, that's Ella Hickok. She's 5'6", a sophomore. We'll mention number 4, that's Mia Shields. She's a 5'8", senior. Number 10 is Tamron Runner. She's a 5'9", sophomore. Number 20, that's Kennedy Roten. She's a 5'4", junior. The last starter for Hamilton Heights, number 24, that's Hadley Terry. She's a 5'8", sophomore. We'll mention for the Garen Catholic Golden Eagles. At a starting position, wearing number 1, that's Katie Koger. Katie Koger, 5'8". She's a senior. Number 11, that's Hannah Weitzel. Hannah Weitzel, a 5'3" senior. Number 12, Catherine Loso. She's a 5'9" senior. Number 14, Natalie Fernandez, a 5'10" junior. And number 33, Megan Cobb. She's a 5'10" junior. So we're trying to get back on the air. We're hoping to. We'll double check, see if our simulcast working in this direction, getting ready to tip off. Hamilton Heights going to go from our right to our left, jumping center for Gary Catholic, number 33, Megan Cobb. Set to jump for Hamilton Heights, number 10, Cameron Runner. Tips in the air, tips down to the floor. Picked up by Hamilton Heights in the backcourt. They'll work it right side to the basketball, Roten back out around the top of the arc. They'll work it right side. It's Mia Steele back out top. They'll work the offense, left side behind the arc. Working the left side, trying to go baseline, brings it back out. 3-point shot, Hadley Cherry wouldn't go. Rebound out of there, picked up by Darren Catholic. They'll go the other direction. They'll go across the timeline. They'll dish it back out. Point guard, number 14, Natalie Fernandez. She'll dish it right side. They'll go to the corner. Number 11, Hannah Weitzel. Out top, they'll work it to the baseline. She'll go under the bucket. She'll try a reverse layup. She'll get fouled. That was number 12, Catherine Loso. Loso going to go to the line. We're at Gary Catholic High School having some technical difficulties. Switch phone, 3:26 on the game clock. It's an 8-0 contest. We're in the first quarter. Gary Catholic in front. Ball's out top. Working the basketball right here is Ella Hickok. She'll dribble in. She'll pass it back out. Mia Shields. Shields out top, dribbling the basketball. She'll dribble it left side. Going to get caught for step. Couldn't get that jump stop nailed. They'll work right there. Going to get the ball back to Garen Catholic. They're going to play a 1-3-1. The pickup. Half court pretty much right there. And the dribble, they pass across the timeline to Katie Koger. To the corner on the dribble, she's going to get called for a traveling violation. Didn't get the ball on the floor quick enough to take that step. That's number 33, Megan Cobb. She's a junior, 5'10". 3 minutes left. We're in the first quarter. Here at Darren Catholic. First game was a good one. JV, Darren Catholic got the win, 39-33 over the Lady Huskies. They're working behind the arc in the front court now. Hamilton Heights to go off the glass. A little bit tough. Wouldn't go hard off the glass. Rebound, Darren Catholic. Taking that shot with Mia Shields. They'll work it back to the other end. 8-0 contest. 2:36 on the game clock. They'll go baseline. She'll dribble around. That's Katie Koger. She'll pitch it inside. Trying to keep the basketball. Ball moves out of bounds off the foot. Up again with Kathy. Going to belong to Hamilton Heights. Hamilton Heights. They'll bring the ball in right of the bucket. They'll go 84 feet. They'll work it in to Ella Hickok. Hamilton Heights wearing the all-orange uniforms. Garen Catholic with the all-white. Home game for Garen Catholic. They're working outside. Mia Shields. She'll push it down inside. Off the glass and in. Number 42, Nakayla Moran for 2 points, I should say, for the Huskies. 8-2 contest. Going to be a steal. Going to be a reach-in. Going to get called for a foul. Reaching in the cookie jar right there. Pretty close. Coach Tegan Terry, not quite sure of the call. They'll clap now. They're going to give the ball back to Garen Catholic on the foul. Foul's whistled on Ella Hickok. She's got one. team foul number two on the Huskies. Cameron Catholic gets the foul. It's going to be a steal in the backcourt. Tipped away by Cameron Nutter. They'll go outside the arc. Shot goes towards the rim. Where'd it go? Haley Brody. They'll bring the ball back in. They'll bring down the basketball with Mikayla Moran. Another shot wouldn't go. Shot taken by Nia Shields. Cameron Catholic with the rebound across the timeline. They'll work it left side. Right corner, should say, elbow extended. They'll work it back in. Elbow right side outside. They get 3 points foul on the way. Where'd he go? Not going to draw. We're back. 52 seconds left. We're between first and second quarter. Having some difficulty right here. Put me in sports. First basketball game of the season. We're here at Hamilton Heights visiting Garen Catholic. Probably heard some of the audio from the first quarter. Right now it's a 10-2 contest. Garen Catholic in front after the first quarter. 30 seconds left on the quarter break. If you did not hear, we'll mention the first game, the JV contest, was captured by Garen Catholic, 39-33. Well, it's a workout. We'll try to get this remedied. We'll try to be ready for the next ball game for Hamilton Heights. That'll be on December 1st. We'll travel to Fishers for that ball game. We've been here a couple of years ago. Had a nice halftime guest with former football coach of Fishers Tigers, Rick Wimmer. That was great talking with him. He's retired now. He did a fine job. He won the state Class 5A in 2010 for the Fishers Tigers. We got 8 minutes on the game clock. We're getting ready for second quarter action. 10-2 ball game. Garen Catholic in front. Going to be inbound by Hamilton Heights. They'll bring it in half court right there. That's Mia Shields. Mia Shields going to get the basketball. She'll take it to the backcourt. Picked up there without any contest. Ella Hickok across the timeline. Guarding her closely, 34, Caitlin Sharp in the ballgame for him. I should say for Garen Catholic. They're working down low. Going to be thrown away. Going to be stolen right here by Garen Catholic. Credit to steal, 14, Natalie Fernandez. They'll bring it the other way. He's talking about a traveling violation. He's going to be tipped away outside the arc. 3 points shot. Good. Credit the bucket. Garen Catholic, number 11, Hannah Weitzel. Weitzel averaging 3.5 per ballgame. She's got 3 of those points right now in the front court. Hamilton Heights looks to the right side of the basketball. She'll dribble in. She'll go off the glass. There'll be a foul called. Prior to the shot, they're going to bring it in out of bounds. It's going to be the second foul. She'll have to take that back. Probably the first foul here in the first half. We're going to whistle this foul against number 12, Catherine Loso. Loso picked up number 1. She fouled number 1. Hamilton Heights with 2 thus far in the first half. 7-18 on the game clock. They'll toss it down low, and then Mikayla shot going to go in the paint. Rebound picked out of there by Hamilton Heights. So we're going to do the corner. Back out. Left elbow extended. Cameron Runner. They'll dish the ball back out. Ella Hickok on the dribble now. And Cassidy Sherry. It'll be a reach in. And look, the continuance happened. They'll be called for a traveling violation. Cassidy Sherry is going to give the ball back to Garen Catholic. We're in the second quarter. Halfway through. 3:51 left. Going to be an offensive foul. Going to go back in the other direction. Going to give the ball back to Hamilton Heights. A foul whistle. And his second foul whistle on number 12, Catherine Loso. Huskies into the ball to the backcourt. Slow dribble crossing the timeline. Number 3, Ella Hickok. She's picked up there. 34, Caitlin Sharp. Still the right side dished off to Katie Roten. Behind the arc, she'll hand the ball off. Out top. Cameron Leonard, she'll spin move. Kick it back out behind the arc. Now in the paint, it's Roten. Out top to Hickok. Works to the left side in a hurry to Cameron Runner. Cameron Runner, defense is good. With Garen Catholic, moving the feet, staying with it, switching off. 3:20 on the game clock. It's 17-4. Garen Catholic is on the Hamilton Heights. They work it down low. Mikayla Moran, out top. They'll dig in now. They'll dish it down low. Hadley Sherry got it in. Mikayla Moran, ball goes out of hand. Get it along to Garen Catholic. Substitution coming in for Hamilton Heights. Gia Shields. Entering the ball game for Garen Catholic, number 31, Mia Thompson. So the two Mias are in the ball game together here in the second quarter. 3:04 on the game clock in the front court here in Catholic on the dribble out top number 11, Hannah Weissel. She'll dish it right side. She used the paint. I see the quarter. 3-point shot. Short wouldn't go. Shot taken by Katie Koger. Koger, 38% 3-point land on the season. That's a good percentage behind 3-point strike. They'll work it out top. Hamilton Heights nice in the front court. Working it out top with the basketball. Number 4, Mia Shields. She'll drive the paint. Going to be fouled. She'll go to the foul line. She's going to shoot a couple. That foul's going to be whistled on, I believe, number 1, Katie Koger. We'll double check that. It's actually going to be called on 14, Natalie Fernandez. Fernandez going to pick up her first foul. She fouled on Gary Catholic, number 4. Hamilton Heights still with 2. They got those early. At the free throw line, first shot rims off with Coke. Mia Shields at the free throw line for Hamilton Heights. Mia Shields shot her first free throw of the season right there. Going to try to make it 50% with this next shot. 2:36 on the game clock. Going to rim out, wouldn't go. Rebound out of there. Cadet collected by 33, Megan Chobb. So they'll work her right side with the basketball. 2:28 on the game clock. They're working around the perimeter. To the corner, 31, Mia Thompson. They'll kick it out and bring the ball back across the timeline. Picked up by Hampton Heights. Katie Roten on the dribble. She's going to step on the baseline, trying to get underneath the basket. Going to go back to Darren Stafford. Timeout, Hamilton Heights. 2:15. Going to be a 60-second timeout. All right, we had to say no good for a halftime interview. We'll talk to him another game. That was going to be a good interview. Timeout on the surface right here. Hamilton Heights and Darren Catholic, 2:15 left. 2:15 left here in the second quarter. It's 17-4, Darren Catholic in front. As mentioned, we do have 5 games scheduled for Darren for the Lady Huskies basketball. Tonight being the first, hope it turns out okay when it's all spliced together. We hope so. As mentioned, simulcast, you may hear that from Hamilton County TV. Next game on the agenda. Hamilton High School basketball will be at Fishers on December 1. Check the web page and you can see all the games for basketball getting ready to happen before the new year. Ball's in the backcourt. They're across the timeline. They're with the pass. They'll work it to Koger. They'll work it to the baseline. It's going to be a traveling violation. It's going to be called against Megan Cobb. Hey, what? These referees might be in their first couple of games of the season. They need to stretch also. So this is early going. Hamilton Heights playing with their sports ball game on the agenda. Number 3 for Darren on the season. On the dribble in the front court, Hamilton Heights going to bounce it out top. On the dribble now is Cameron Runner out top. Thought about a shot. Had the opening. Didn't take it. So work it to Ella Hickok. Back to Mia Shield. She'll dribble into paint. She'll go shot up. Wouldn't go. Fight for the rebound. Couldn't come up with it. Mia Shield going to pick up the foul play right there. Pretty good effort right there. She is an efforting lady. I tell you what, she gets it naturally. No question about it. All the way to Grandpa. So they'll bring it in. 1:37 on the game clock. Trying to get across the timeline. Going to be, no, just the wrong call. They were straddling the 3-point line and they called over and back against here in Catholic. Hamilton Heights, the benefactor from that call. 1:32 on the game clock. Back in the ball game is Makayla Moreira. Taking a breather is Katie Roten. She gets a good hand clap. 1:30 left here in the first half. Works it right side with the basketball. Out top on the dribble, they'll dish it off to Mia Shields. Mia Shields being guarded by Catherine Loso. They'll work it right side to Ella. They'll work it down low. Makayla Moreira out top. 3-point shot in the air. Rimmed out, good to go. Mia Shields. Rebound out of there, collected by number 12, Catherine Loso. Crossed the timeline with the basketball, number 1, Katie Koger. Now, this is down low off the glass. Katie Koger, excuse me, Katie Koger, to give and go to go off the glass for 2. It's 19-4. Looking at baseline. Kicks it back out by Kyler Moran. Shooting opposite right corner. Inside Archer. Kicking back out on the dribble. Ella Hitchcock looks at the left side to Hadley Sherry. Picked up a dribble back out top to Ella. Ella going to pack better dribble. Going to call some directions out. She stands near the logo hand right there. She's going to pick up a screen from Makayla. Outside the arc, 3-point shot. Rimmed out. Wouldn't go. Shot taken there. Under 4 minutes. Steal. Okay, but sometimes it's difficult to play in a weight gymnasium. Sometimes it just is that way. 19-4 on the scoreboard right now. 29.9 left. Ball's going to be inbound by Kieran Catholic. Trying to get it across the timeline. Full court press, Hamilton Heights. So use the pass to get it across to 31, Mia Thompson. In the front court, going to be a traveling violation. Going to be called right there on Kieran Catholic. 17.8 left. 19-4 ball game. Hamilton Heights inbounds the basketball. Ella Hitchcock going to pick up the pace across the timeline. She'll work at left side behind the arc. Cameron Rutter off the mark would go from 3-point land. On the rebound there is going to be number 14, Natalie Fernandez. Going to be a bit of a bump foul. Going to be called on Happy Scary. Going to bring the ball in from out of bounds. Crossing the scores bench. Barely in the backcourt. Happy Scary picks up her first foul of the ball game. She fouled number 5. Brought into the backcourt. 3 seconds. 2 seconds. Shot wouldn't go. Underhanded hook. Underhanded layup. Shot wouldn't go in the paint. We'll go to halftime. 19-4. Cameron Catholic in front. Remember, we're going to take a break right now and check back in. I tell you what, we're going to keep it going. Looks like we've got the stream running right now. So we'll see if we can talk to this gentleman right here. I tell you what, it ought to be fun. And then we'll see if that'll work out. And then see if we get that.
Oh.
So we're going to walk back up there. We still got the stream running. We're going to talk to a good friend of mine. There was right now. We're going to try to get this working. I had to switch to my iPhone. I use the Samsung. We're having some difficulty in these surroundings. Sometimes if you got steel rafters in buildings, it causes difficulty. So we're on our fourth attempt.
Showing that we're good.
So we're pretty good right here. We're going to talk to a gentleman. I tell you what, he's a gentleman and a scholar. Ryan Fife. Ryan Fife, you're a 1997 Husky graduate. How are you doing?
Doing pretty well, AJ. Watching some good basketball down here and, doing great. Thanks.
I tell you what, you're one heck of a guy. I do remember when you played ball, 6'5", you kind of anchored the center position.
Yeah, I had a great opportunity to play for 4 years on the team and had a lot of good success and I think we were the last team to play in one class basketball.
That sounds good. I said, what, your coach was Bill Bowen, was he not?
That's right. Yeah. Still see Bill a lot.
Bill Bowen at that time had the longest tenure of any coach at Hamilton Heights, which was 16 years when he stopped coaching there. I think Mr. Ballinger has a few years on him now.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, been very fortunate to have a lot of consistency in the coaching position, and I think that's good when you're building a program like this.
I tell you what, Bill Bowen, I've interviewed him. I've done one of his ball games. He's at Tri-Central now as the head coach, and putting his force will be there on the 23rd to do the Tipton Tri-Central game at Tipton.
That's great. Yeah, I had an opportunity to see Brett Bailey on occasion, the principal of the middle school, and him and I went head-to-head, and he was a Tri-Central. So good to see a lot of old folks that I played against.
I tell you what, I look back, 1997. I don't know if you remember this, but out on the football field, I painted Homecoming, 97. Do you remember that?
No, I don't.
I killed the grass with that oil-based paint.
Oh, really? I thought what?
They got it growing again. It looks tremendous. Hey, I'm going to ask you. One of your teammates was Jesse McKay, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he was seeing a lot of three-pointers here tonight. He was quite the marksman back in the day.
I tell you what, his dad, Scott McKay, I don't know if you know this, but he was the head basketball coach at Hamilton Heights for 9 years.
Oh, yes, and he was my middle school coach in 7th and 8th grade, and he worked us hard.
That sounds good. I got to ask you, did you go to the college to play basketball? I apologize for not knowing.
Oh, yes. I had the opportunity to play at Hanover College down in southern Indiana. Had a good 4 years there, and you'll have lifelong friendships from that experience. It's great.
You've got a pretty good education. I can tell by how you're dressed right now. You're dressed very casual, but you look like you work in an office.
Yeah. I've been with Fidelity Investments now for 20 years and worked with folks, help them retire and financial planning and such.
That's wonderful. I'm going to talk about your family. I saw your wife. You were walking with her. You must have a younger daughter and a 9-year-old son.
Yeah, so you got 3 kids, a 10-year-old, an 8-year-old, and a 5-year-old. So
I tell you what, how you like that?
Oh, it's awesome. It's awesome. My wife, she played college basketball at IUPUI and high school at Frankton. So basketball's in our family, and hopefully we'll have some good ball players down the road.
I saw your son, your 9-year-old son, a while ago. He was wanting to shoot during open gym here.
Yeah, I think in the middle of quarter break, he was trying to get on the gym and take some shots. Referees ran him off.
Do you think that pituitary gland is going to be active for your son?
Well, we got one, the 10-year-old, thinking he's probably going to be about 6'10", 7 foot. So I think they're going to be tall.
Are you around this facility? Are you a Hamilton Heights guy where the Huskies will benefit?
Yes, yeah, so we moved to the district about a year and a half ago, and so both of our boys go to the Heights, and daughter will start kindergarten there next year, so great having them back home.
What do you think about this Hamilton Heights school renovation? It looks tremendous.
Yeah, they've done a nice job. My oldest son's in the middle school, and it's very impressive, and we've been to a few games at the high school, and how they have the Hall of Fame and all the other stuff going on in the gym. It's no spare has been done there.
I tell you what, that school was put into play in '92. You got to have that school to yourself for 5 years, Ryan.
Yeah, that's true. I think we were maybe the first freshman class to go all 4 years there at the high school after they closed down Walnut Grove there in Walnut Grove, yeah.
That's pretty cool. I tell you what, I appreciate you saying okay for an interview here. I'll only mention one thing, Jesse McKinney. Tell me if I'm incorrect, but did he not play basketball in college with Brad Stevens?
He did, yes. They had some really good teams. We played against them for 2 years before everybody switched conferences, and Brad was the point guard and Jeff was the shooting guard, and they had some really good teams, and pretty cool to play with Brad Stevens.
We're talking about Bill Bowen as the Huskies coach and Tri-Central. Ryan Bowen, wasn't he down there at Hanover for a while?
He did. Yeah, he went there, and we're best friends to this day, and just went on a vacation with him and his family back in June, and still remain very close with each other.
I'm going to ask you, you don't have to answer, but your best man in your wedding, who was it?
It was Brian, actually. Yeah, Brian.
Did you pay for his cut?
No, I think he did that on his own dime.
I think, well, he's an Eastern Hancock now. He's an assistant principal.
That's right. Yeah, he got out of coaching and doing more administrative things now, but gets to coach his fourth grader, Mason. They have a travel fourth grade team, and they're doing pretty good this season.
I tell you what, Ryan, I could talk to you all night. You know I could.
Oh, yeah. A lot of good memories, and part of a fantastic community and great program here.
I thank you very much, sir.
All right. Thanks, AJ, for having me. Yes.
Thank you. That is Ryan Fife, former Hamilton Heights basketball star, 6'5". Say what, he's a key. He is a scholar and a gentleman, and you can hear him right there. Say what, he's a pretty good guy. And he didn't hesitate when I asked him to interview. He said, hey, what are we going to talk about? And I said, I don't know, we'll come up with something. So I appreciate that. I'm Mr. Hickok. You're a good man. I appreciate you. That's Ella's dad. 2:12 on the game clock when it's free guarantee. Intermission here at Davis Catholic High School. Davis Catholic in front, 19-4. Hamilton Heights coming out of the locker room. They're going to take some warm-ups right there. And I'm sure they got a bit of a conversation in their locker room. We thank you for listening. Tell you what, I'm going to go ahead and mention this. Class 3A girls basketball rankings. State of Indiana, this is the IHSAA. The tabulations came out in November the 7th. Not long ago, about 9 days earlier. Women's is 4 of the 15, the top 15, top in this bracket, this ranking. 4 of these teams are from the Hoosier Conference. At number 1, South Bend, Washington, they're 4-0. Number 2, Mishawaka Marion, they're 3-1. Number 3 is Silver Creek, they're 2-0. Number 4 is Garrett, they're 2-1. Number 5 is Salem, they're 2-1. Number 6 is Benton Central. They are Hoosier Conference West Division, they're 2-0. Number 7 is Norwell, they're 3-1. Number 8, Jay County, they're 1-1. Number 9 is Washington, they're 2-1. Number 10 is Evansville Memorial. They're yet to play their first game, but they are ranked at number 10. They're doing well in football. And at number 11, Hamilton Heights. They're 2-1. They're in the East Division of the Hoosier Conference. At number 12, it's Angola. They're 1-2. Number 13 is West Lafayette. They're in the West Division of the Hoosier Conference. They're currently 2-1. Number 14 is Tri-West. Tri-West is 2-1. And at number 15 is Twin Lakes. They're also in the Hoosier Conference in the West Division. They're currently 4 wins, 0 losses. Clock's going to hit the hour near the buzzer. 10 minutes gone by. We're ready for basketball. It's going to be second half right here. 19-4 contest. Ball's going to be turned over right here. Going to belong to Devin Stafford. They'll bring it in at half court. We're tossing it to the backcourt. Going to be brought in by number 11, Hannah Weitzel. We're tossing in backcourt, picked up there in the air. That's Natalie Fernandez. Across the timeline, works at left side. With the basketball, is Weitzel. She'll pick up the dribble. She'll work at right side. Katie Choger back to Weitzel, behind the arc. Hamilton Heights plays defense right here. Mia Steele. They're working back outside. Ball please. Ball retrievable. Hamilton Heights going to come up with a loose ball on the floor. Picked up by Cameron Rutter. Crossing the timeline with the basketball is Mia Steele. She'll work at left side. She'll go left hander off the glass. But he'll rebound. Michaela Moran. 2-point bucket for Michaela. 19-6. Ball's in the backcourt. Full court pressure. Hamilton Heights. Working it back and forth, now the ball's in the hands of Weitzel. Working across the timeline, straddling right there, everything's fine. I'm sure the officials tossed at halftime also. Behind the arc on the dribble right now, number 1, Katie Koger. Back out top to dribble the basketball. Behind the arc, 33, Megan Cobb. Outside the arc, left side, number 11, Weitzel. She'll work it down low to get the ball back behind the arc. 3-point shot and wouldn't go. Rebound, Husky. Lady Husky going to cross the timeline. Going to pass it left side to Stella Hickok. She works to the corner, having the Cherry back to Hickok. Out top to Mia Steele. Back pedal dribble. Going to be picked up tightly there by number 12, Catherine Loso. Picked up a screen from Hadley Cherry. Dishes the ball off Cameron Runner. Behind the arc. 3-point shot on the way. Wouldn't go. That was Ella Hickok. It was right on line, hit the back of the iron, was straight up, but came back down, just quite missed. Barely missed the 3-point shot. They're working down low, elbow, right side, they're kicking back out, top. Off the glass, 3-point shot, good, 33, Megan Cobb. I say the bank's not open, but the ATM is open. 6:02 on the game clock. We're in the third quarter, 22-6. Jimmy Catholic in front of Hamilton Heights. Girls basketball. Right here on a Tuesday night. Take that back. Yeah, Tuesday night. Working it that way. Free throw line. Shot in the air. Would it go? Michaela Moran. Lens out. Rebound secured by Jenna Catholic. going to bring it across the timeline. Number one, Katie Coger. She'll dribble it back outside, being picked up by Ella Hickok. Bounce pass inside the arc, working left side behind the arc. She'll dribble left side just outside the paint. Shot going to go. That was Megan Cobb, rebound, Hamilton Heights. Picked up by Ella Hickok. She'll pass it down low to work it. To Hadley, Hadley's carry a good pass, entry pass off the glass left side. Michaela Moran for two. 5-11 on the game clock. 22-8. Hamilton Heights trailing by 14. Ball to the backcourt, trying to get it to the front court. Lost the dribble. That was number 12, Catherine Loso. Going to get across the timeline, picked up there by Coger. She'll work it left side to Weitzel. Behind the arc, left side, will bounce it back in. From about a 17-footer, didn't take it. On the dribble, Catherine Loso. From the corner, Weitzel, three-point shot wouldn't go. Rebound secured by Ella Hickok. She'll take it off right here. Mia Shields back to Hickok. Outside to Mia. Mia, three-point shot wouldn't go, scored off the rim. Rebound, trying to put the hands in there to get tie-up. Hadley Carey saw the opportunity, tied up the basketball with number one, Katie Coger. Hamilton Heights going to get the benefit of the directional arrow, going to go back to Hamilton Heights. So that's going to go in the book as a turnover for Garen Stafford. 4:31 on the game clock, 22-8 in the paint. How you play from out of bounds, good pass from Katie Roten right in there in the paint. Jump shot, I should say, alley-oop play. Cameron Runner, she makes a steal in the backcourt to go off the glass, wouldn't go. She got fouled in the act of shooting. She's going to shoot a couple. 22-10, a foul's going to be whistled on number 11, Hannah Weitzel. She picked up her first foul in the ballgame. That's one here in the first, I should say, second half. First shot is good, Cameron Runner. Cameron Runner will miss in the Danville ball game. Cameron Runner, she shot 1 for 3 at the line. She's 1 for 1, now 2 for 2. Second half right here. So 2 shots for Cameron at the foul line in his ball game. 4:20 on the game clock. Michaela Moran is going to take a breather. Trying to get the ball around in the backcourt. Trying to move the basketball. Trying to get the 10-second call. And they're going to call timeout on the bench here in Catholic. Mark Carranza called timeout. They'll talk this over. They'll save the basketball. They'll save the 10-second rule before it happens. We'll mention Mark Carranza. We'll let you know. He's a Carmel graduate. Played basketball for the Carmel Greyhounds. He's a 2007 graduate from Carmel High School. We'll mention this game is being brought to you in part by Dean's Auto Parts. At CarQuest Auto Parts, they're located at 1110 South Peru Street, Cicero, Indiana, 46034. They're at the south edge of Cicero at Cicero Town Plaza. The team members at CarQuest Auto Parts in Cicero, and they are here to ensure that you get the right parts the very first time. You can reach them by phone, 317-984-4931. It's locally owned. It's an automotive parts store that works to serve you. That's Dean's Auto Parts in Cicero. 4:11. There's a second horn after the timeout. Called by Jim and Kathy. Bring it in bounce again. They get a new 10-second count. They're halfway to the other side. They'll toss it in. Hamilton Heights with the full court pressure once again. They'll bring it back to the hands of 31 Mia Thompson. Back to 34, Caitlin Carpenter steal by the Huskies. The basket's good. Could be a foul called. Hey, what, there's not a whole lot of people in this gym. It's not capacity at 1969, but a lot of noise being made right there as the steal happens. The bucket's good off the glass. Stepping in to shoot these shots, Kennedy Cherry. Kennedy Cherry came in recently for Michaela Moran. She's the foul line. 3-point play opportunity wouldn't go. She got the basket. She got two. It's 22-14 in the front court, Darren Catholic. Take the ball away. It's going to be stolen by Cameron Lutter. She'll toss it over to Hadley Cherry back to the corner. Driving baseline. It's Kennedy Cherry. Going to be a foul called. ball goes out of bounds. Call this foul on 33, Megan Cobb. And then we'll check back in the ballgame. We're going to see Mikayla Moreira back in the ballgame. Taking a breather is 25, Kennedy Carey. She got her name in the book right there with 2-point basket. She's going to take a breather right now, brought in. That's in the bucket on the baseline. I can't run. She brings it into habit. Carey picks in the hands of Ella Hitchcock. Back to Kennedy Rose. Now back there off. They'll work at the left side behind the arc. In front of the Huskies bench. 334 on the game clock. We're in the third quarter. 22-14. Kevin Catholic by 8. Three in the dribble. To the paint, working down low. Glass. Basket good. Mikayla Moran. And credit a very good assist from Kennedy Roten. Basket good. Let's see if the Huskies can convert on the 3-point play. She'll shoot a couple. Got a girl at the scores bench waiting to check in. She's there for the shooter. Mikayla Moran looking over there. She'll get one shot right here. Mikayla Moran going to shoot her first free throw of the season. She'll eye it, fly it, and hit it. 3-point play good for Mikayla Moran. Hamilton Heights cuts the lead to 5, 22-17. To be brought in from the baseline. Brought in with the basketball 14, Natalie Fernandez. To get the ball back, go pass it to the front court. They'll work it back around out top, number 12. That's Catherine Loso to the corner, thought about a shot. That was Caitlin Sharp. They'll work it to the other corner with the basketball, Megan Cobb. She'll dish it outside, 3-point shot. Left elbow extended, ready to go. 3-point shot, no good for Caitlin Sharp. 2-point putback on the rebound, number 12, Catherine Loso. 24-17. Could be a traveling violation as the call. I've said it before, that traveling violation call is very difficult to make. I've talked to an official at length, and he tells me it's a difficult call. That's one of the most difficult calls to make in a basketball game, and I don't doubt it. They give it back to Garrett Catholic. We're working out top of the basketball. 14, Natalie Hernandez. 2:36 on the game clock. We're in the third quarter. 24-17, Kevin Catholic in the front court with the lead. Behind the arc, 3-point shot on the way. Wouldn't go. Rebound put back, it'll be a foul call. A 3-point shot was taken by 14, Natalie Fernandez. Wouldn't go. Rebound secured by number 12, Catherine Loso. She'll take a shot, wouldn't go. She got fouled, she'll shoot twice. Foul's going to be whistled. 25, Kennedy Carey, she's got one. Huskies have one here in the second half. Garrett Catholic with 4. First shot up and wouldn't fall. She'll get another. Mikayla Moran back in the ballgame. They're playing a little bit of offense, defense. Mikayla and Kennedy. Second shot on the way. Got it. Good. For number 12, Catherine Loso. Making an 8-point ball game. 25-17. Garrett Catholic in front. 3:20 on the game clock. In the front court with the basketball. We're in the third quarter. On the dribble is Ella Hitchcock. She'll keep her dribble alive. She'll pass it outside. Touches the hands of Kennedy Roten. Gets it back in the hands of Ella Hitchcock. On baseline is Cameron Lutter. She's cut off pretty nicely there by Caitlin Sharp. She'll bring it back out top. They're working around with Ella Hitchcock. Just outside the paint. 2-point shot good. Number 20, Kennedy Roten. 25-19. A 6-point ball game. We're in the third quarter. 1:47. Clock moving. Half top of the basketball, 34. Caitlin Sharp. They're working down low. It's all about a shot. They're going to call a foul. It's going to be whistled on Taylor. Taylor Roten is going to pick up the foul. It was a minor foul. Right there on the baseline. Thought about a shot. Never left her feet. Feet on the floor, and a foul could be called. It was very minor, but it's called. These guys do have a license. Tell you what, I don't have one. They're pretty difficult to get. You've got to study. So they'll work it in the front court there with the basketball, number 12, Catherine Loso. Out top of the basketball, she'll dribble in now. 14, Fernandez. Turn around, jumper in the paint, got it. That's number 14, Natalie Fernandez. see the junior, 5'10". 122 on the game clock. Third quarter, 27-19. Darren Catholic, 5'8". At top of the basketball, the dribble, spin move. Working it there is Cameron Leonard. Took this off to Ellen Hitchcock. Hitchcock goes down the lane. She'll take it back out. 3-point land, right elbow extended. Wouldn't go for Kaylee Rook. Ball moves out of bounds. They're wondering if ball did bounce up to the top of the backboard. Top of the backboard is not out of bounds. If it hits any apparatus there, brace or support, then it is out of bounds. That ball can go completely over and not touch anything and still be in bounds for that 4-foot area. 3 points got good. Right elbow extended, Cameron Rutter. First 3 points got good. I believe it just balled it. 45 seconds left. 27-22. Terry Catholic by five. Inside the arc, 2-point shot. Where'd it go? Taken by Weichel. Tracking down the board, Darren Catholic, Catherine Loso. At top of the basketball, Natalie Fernandez works on the left side. Making Kyle to the corner. That's Koger. She'll dribble it back out. 25 seconds left in the quarter. We're in the third quarter, 27-22. Darren Catholic with the lead in the basketball. 3-point shot. Left elbow extended. Wouldn't go. Shot taken by 33, Megan Cobb. Rebound. Right there on the rebounding area right there. Going to be a foul called. It would give the foul to Kevin Catholic, number 12. Catherine Loso. The ball carried high. They were trying to high point it. Hamilton Heights gets the basketball with the foul call. And we're going to see the baseline. On the dribble, Kennedy Rowe kicks it back out. Mikayla Moran just by a 17-footer. Wouldn't go. Rebound good. Cameron Rutter at the bucket. And no foul call. Bucket is going to count. 27-24. After three, Hamilton Heights and Darren Catholic. Right here on a Tuesday night, we'll mention this game is also in part being brought to you by AGM Auto. They're in Arcadia, Indiana. If you're looking for that good mechanic, look no further. We can be that good mechanic you're looking for. We do everything under the hood, along with your new tires, and now AGM Auto is under new ownership. No worries. Same friendly faces and same quality work. Also, we now restore classic cars and trucks. Give us a call, 317-984-5283. Again, that number is 317-984-5283. Check us out on Facebook at AGM Auto LLC. They're right here by the ballpark in Arcadia, Indiana. Check them out. So there's the buzzer. Timeout over with. Getting ready for fourth quarter action. Ball's going to be long to Devin Catholic for the alternate arrow possession. It's going to be brought in by number 31, Mia Thompson. Going to toss it to the backcourt, uncontested, to Hannah Weitzel. Across the timeline. Working right here against Cameron Leonard. So get you back to Thompson. To the corner, they'll move the basketball. Number 10 right there working in the ballgame. Ava Bills in the ballgame. They're working right side. Good handle. The ball goes out of bounds. Going to belong to Hamilton Heights. They'll bring it in front of the Darren Catholic bench. Brings it in as Cameron Leonard. Brings it in to Ella Hitchcock across the timeline. Works it left side. Picks up her dribble. Works it in to Mikayla Moran. At the elbow left to the right side. They move the ball around. Cameron Rutter. They take it off to go baseline. Bring it back out. Ellen Hitchcock. Cross court skip pass. Going to drive the baseline. Take it back out. That was Kennedy Rose. 3-point shot. Rings off. Way to go. Rebound put pass is good. Cameron Rutter. 3-point shot. Going to go from Ellen Hitchcock. Good runner right there. The rebound. Let's put it back in off the glass. 7-12 on the game clock. Crossing the timeline on the dribble. 31, Nina Thompson. Works a bounce pass left side. With the basketball goes to the center of back, Hernandez. Works it to Megan Cobb. Now behind the arc right there, number 10, that's Ava Bills. They'll work it left side behind the arc. Back to Weitzel. out top to Fernandez to the corner. He'll dish it back around. Bills over the corner, left side, dish it off down on the way. Shot win go 14, Natalie Fernandez. Rebound secured by Michaela Moran to the front court. Hamilton Heights, 6:35 on the game clock. Hadley Carey nearly picked that ball up, put it back down. Did not turn it over. Kept it alive, dished it back out to Ella Hickok. 6:25 on the game clock. 27-26. Devin Catholic by one. Shot on the way, rimmed out. Cameron Lutter, rebound, Ella Hickok. Trying to get it into Michaela. Gets it back in her face, picks up the basketball. They're working left side, now back underneath. Michaela Moran. And a good entry pass once again from Kaylee Roten. She finds the 6'3" Michaela Moran. Going to be a foul called on the play, I should say. Going to be the second foul of the contest on number 31, Nia Thompson, on Devin Catholic. Hamilton Heights down by one. They're going to bring it in right in the bucket on the baseline. Brings it in. Cameron, right there. Cameron working back in. Outside the arc, Hadley Carey. She'll dribble back to the free throw line. They'll go to the corner with Cameron Lutter. Four down low. Kick it outside. Kaylee Roten with the basketball. She'll bring it back down. She'll work it inside to Michaela Moran. It's going to be a foul call. Michaela Moran reaching behind her trying to get the basketball. Foul's going to be whistled on Gary Catholic. Gary Catholic going to put at the free throw line Michaela Moran. That's the seventh foul here in the second half. Bonus hit effect. They're whistling this foul on 33, Megan Cobb. She has two. Hamilton Heights has two in the second half. And that's it. Wait for a sub here at the bench area to make check-in for Michaela. Michaela's going to get the one-in bonus. She's going to eye it. She'll fight. She got her last one. Got this one. Hits the back of the rim off the board and falls in. 27-27. Just like the score was 0-0 from here on out. Michaela Moran shot in the air. She got both of them. Substitution with the buzzer. Michaela's going to set down. A little bit of offense, defense. Back in the ballgame for the Huskies. Number 25, Kennedy Carey. She's a 5'6" freshman in the backcourt. Never mind providing the stress right there. They get to the front court. Tipped away and stolen. Has been carried, tipped away, picked up by Ella Hickok. She's working left side. He goes through the hands right there. Might have been looking where she was going to go with the basketball. Went through the hands. They're going to give the ball back to Devin Catholic. 5:38 on the game clock. Fourth quarter, 28-27. Huskies first lead of the ball game. Working it into backcourt. With the basketball, picked up her dribble. That's Weissel. She's across the sideline with the pass. Working left side, 31. That's Nia Thompson. Out top, that's Katie Koger. Dribble back around, going to the baseline. Tipped away, going to be stolen. Going to be finally picked up by Hamilton Heights. Kennedy Carey. Now ball's in the front court. Out top, left side. She's right side with the basketball. Timeout is going to be called by Keegan Carey. He's going to call a 30-second timeout. We'll mention we are here at Devin Catholic, Golden Eagles High School. We'll let you know this school was founded in 2004. They have a school enrollment of 761. The school gym size right here, 1,979. And that's a thank you to Mr. Pete Smith. They're 5'3", 8'27". Hamilton Heights Huskies, we'll mention, they have a school enrollment, 739. The Huskies became the Huskies in 1965. Previous to that, they were Jackson Central. Hamilton Heights Huskies also 3A. They're in sectional 24. So both these teams played a good one here tonight. Especially that JV contest, it was competitive. You like to see that. 5:07 on the game clock. Huskies in the front court with the basketball, up by one. Ella Hickok, out top, now changing home, back to Ella behind the arc, right side. Going to work it left side, going to be a screen. And Michaela Moran, we'll see if she was moving just a little bit. She did move just slightly. She's going to get called for the illegal screen. And she's got 2 fouls in the ballgame. That's 3 on the Hamilton I-50. Back in the ballgame is Kennedy Sherry. They're going offense defense. Makena Moran goes down the bench area there, giving some immediate 5. And probably not a bad call. So they go baseline. They're going to give that to Jaren Catholic. Going to bring it in. Brought in number 12, Catherine Loso. Back to Ava Bill. She's going to dribble. Going to pass it across the timeline. Maybe get it back to Weitzel. Weitzel with the basketball. She'll pick up the basketball. She'll work it right side behind the arc to Bills. They'll work it down low. She's open off the glass. Good. Credit the bucket. Catherine Loso. And Darren Catholic back on top by 1. So we're getting the front court on the dribble. Left side out top. Cameron Lutter. 3 points down. Wouldn't go. Hit the front of the rim. Bounced off the backboard. Bounced off. No good. Rebound. Darren Catholic across the timeline. Number 12, Catherine Loso. So dribble left hand behind outside the paint. Could kick it to the corner. Kober. 3 points down. Wouldn't go. Follows the shot. Right there is Kennedy Rook. Kennedy Rook picked up the rebound. And Rook is going to draw the foul. They're going to walk the distance. Katie Rose is going to shoot the 1 in bonus. So they're going to assemble at the other end right here. Going to shoot 1 in bonus. That's Katie Rose, and that's a free throw line. She's a junior. She's the 1 and only junior on the Huskies basketball girls team. She'll take the first. She'll fly it. She'll bounce around and walk the board. Wouldn't go. That foul was whistled on Katie Kober. She has 1. In the backcourt, Hampton Heights providing pressure. Could be a timeout called once again. For Coach Mark Toronto, he called the timeout. Saves the basketball. No 10-second violation. So 30-second timeout called right here. And we'll mention, PutneyInSports.com, beginning in 2008. PutneyInSports.com has been bringing internet radio, high school sports, to the listening ears of the IHSA fans. Football in the fall, basketball in the winter right here with Hamilton Heights Girls basketball, and baseball in spring. We welcome you to continue listening to high school sports. And we thank you for listening to PutneyInSports.com. 3:58 on the game clock. 29-28. Jaren Catholic with the basketball. They'll bring it in. 84 feet away. She'll be brought in right here by Kober. She'll bring it in to Ava Bill. Back to Kober. She'll work in the pressure right here. She'll pass it to the sideline. Going on in right there is Catherine Loso. She'll go to the corner with Weitzel. They're going to whistle foul. I should mention there is 1 official female variety. She's doing a good job. She is doing a good job. There are 3 officials. The other 2 are male. They're doing a fine job together, collectively. So they'll work it back down low, work it in, so it gets out of bounds. Huskies thought they had it. Huskies were last to touch it and goes out of bounds. Just left, right of the bucket on the baseline. Taking a breather once again. Kennedy Sherry back in the ballgame. 6'3" senior. Michaela Moran. So we're getting outside the arc. On the dribble. Out top with the basketball. So we're getting back right side to Weitzel in front of the head coach right there, Mark Corenta. They'll work at the right side and go off the glass. Wouldn't go. Gonna be a charging foul. They're gonna whistle a charge. Gonna say Hamilton Heights. What's the base of them? Not a mission. Got some guys down here. Jaren Catholic wearing purple shirts. They were in disbelief that the call's made. So that was a player control foul. No foul shots being awarded in the front court. Dale tonight with the basketball. 29-28. Jaren Catholic in front. Lady Huskies in the front court with the basketball. Ella Hickok pitches off. Cameron Runner. Kaylee Roten back out top to Ella. Ella on the dribble. Out top. Cameron Runner, being guarded closely by Katie Kober. Working back out, sideboards the ball around, catches the hands of Hadley Carey. Works to the left side, that gets the ball back out top. Katie Rose, just Moran, Mateo Moran, from Hamilton Heights, trying to take some air out of the basketball. 29-28, 2:47 on the game clock. Into Hadley Perry, three-point shot on the way, going off the rim with Coach. Cameron Rutter, rebound, David Catholic, Weitzel with the basketball. Picked up her dribble in the backcourt. Joe Dixon, number 12, Catherine Loso. Loso, baseline, single reverse layup, wouldn't go. Pretty good effort right there. Going to be a reach in foul after the board. Cameron Rutter going to walk the distance. That's going to be foul number 10. She's going to get the double bonus. She might not even need the double bonus. Good free throw shooter. Cameron Rutter. Foul's going to be whistled. Number 33, Megan Cobb. She picks up number 3. First shot on the way. Got it. She'll get another one. Two-shot foul. The bonus in effect. Double bonus. She'll get one more. It's a tie ball game at 29. Second shot up. Yeah, also good. She's 3 for 3 at this point tonight. Earlier, we'll mention this with a three-point play. We'll get back to the front court. From the back court, there'll be maybe a timeout. There's going to be a timeout at the clock area. 2:22. A timeout called on the floor by the official. They're going to reset the clock at 2:19. Might have spotted that the clock wasn't running there for a moment. That's very good astuteness. I tell you what, that's a good play. Went to the score bench and knocked off about 3 seconds. I'm thinking that's how it was. They're in the front court now, Jared Catholic. 2:12 on the ball in the game clock for the fourth quarter. 30-29. Hamilton, excuse me. Jared Catholic. Take that back, Hamilton Heights in front. 30-29. They're working right side of the basketball. The dribble Coger. Outside the paint, wouldn't go. Counter blocked. Got it deflected. Picked up there by Hamilton Heights. Peyton Roten. Back to Terry. Now back out to the left side to the basketball. The dribble crossing over. Ella Hickok. The dribble out top. 30-29 and 1:41 left. In the fourth quarter. To the dribble baseline. Shot goes up. One go. Cameron Rutter. Baseline shot. Trying to go off the glass. Power move. Wouldn't go. 30-29. Husky 5-1, Jared Catholic with the basketball in the front court. They'll pass it down low. Got the bucket. Weitzel made a great pass from out top. Down low to number 12, Catherine Loso. Loso got the bucket off the glass in the paint. She'll shoot one more. 1:22 left. Here in the fourth, it's 31-30. Stepping to the line, looking for the three-point play. Number 12, Catherine Loso, steps in there in this ballgame, starts at 7-for-11. She's 8-for-12, got the bucket. 32-30. 1:19 on the game clock, Huskies in the front court. Two-point ballgame, Darren in front. Ball secured in the front court. Timeout called by Coach Keegan Darren. 1:12 left. Fourth quarter, we're at Darren Catholic High School, Noblesville, Indiana. They were right over here at 15300. Gray Road. Pretty good place to be. And we'll also mention this game is in part being brought to you by TripsandFishers.com. You can visit them online, or you can visit them on site. They've been in business since 1983. They have great cars, great prices. Great customers. 317-842-2228. That'll ring in there for dealership and Fishers. They have 2 Hamilton County locations. Fritz and Fishers at 8599 East 116th Street, Fishers, Indiana. Also, Fritz in Noblesville, 2400 Westfield Road. That's between Westfield and Noblesville, right along State Road 32. You can explore their quality used car inventory. That's FritzandFishers.com, F-R-I-T-Z. So second board sounds with a fourth quarter, 32-30. Hamilton Heights called the timeout in the front court with the basketball. They're going to enter the basketball just
across the bench area of Hamilton Heights. Brought in my city road, took off it from the backcourt, picked up by Ella Hitchcock. Back, bounce pass outside of Art, the city road, to work it outside from McKinley Moran. Outside to give the ball to Cameron Rudder. So dribble in, to pass the ball around, left side, to work to Terry, and it's half to Terry to go off the glass, wouldn't go. She'll shoot two, got fouled in the act of shooting. She'll get to the foul line, Hadley Terry. She wears number 24. She's 5'8", a sophomore. Hamilton Heights, five sophomores on this varsity squad. Two seniors, one junior. They have two freshmen. First shot on the way. Rims off. Where'd he go? 56 seconds left here in the regulation. Taking a breather right now on D50 mode is Michaela Moran. Stepping back in the ballgame. Kennedy Sherry. She's down on the lane across from Cameron Rudder, shot rims off. Rebound picked up. 33, Megan Cobb. Going to be an immediate foul call. Going to stop the play. It's going to be foul number 6 here in the second half on Hamilton Heights. They need to get in that foul situation. Next foul will put Garrett Catholic at the strike, 1-1. That foul whistle on Kennedy. Kennedy, clearly she has two. Brought in. Back to Cobra. She brought the ball in. She'll dribble to go across the timeline. She'll bounce it down low. Shot goes up. Wouldn't go. She'll shoot two. Number 12, Catherine Loto. Good cut, move other side of bucket. Couldn't get this bucket. She'll shoot two. As she shot, shooting foul right there. Hampton Heights, Lady Husky's four on the lane. Two on the lane for Garen Catholic. At the free throw line, Catherine Loso, first shot, is good. You can see accolades right there on the lane. Right there from Ava Bills. And number 33, Megan Cobb. They'll take back now. Bills still on the lane. Taking top place, 34, Catherine Sharp, second shot, up and good. Number 12, Caitlin Loso, 34-30. Garrett Catholic in front, crossing the timeline. Hamilton Heights on the dribble crossover. Ella Hitchcock to the baseline. Move the ball back around. She gets the ball back in. That's Mia Shields. Behind the arc, Kaylee Roten. Elbow left side. And Michaela kicking to the outside edge. Three-point shot. Way to go. Ella Hitchcock. Rebound. Michaela Moran. She's kicking back out. They'll reset the offense. 18 seconds left. Baseline. Off the glass. Got it. We're going to call a foul. We're going to call a charging foul. Ella Hitchcock tapped the bucket off the glass. He points the other way. Two of the officials getting together. We're going to whistle for foul. It's going to be on Ella Hitchcock. That's just not going to count. Gary Catholic going to get the ball back with 14.9 left. Back in the ballgame, we're going to see Kennedy. Terry taking a breather on defense is Michaela Moran. 34-30, Terry gets the basketball. 14.9 seconds left. So this end, kicked away, nearly stolen by Ella Hitchcock. Ella Hitchcock at 5'6", the sophomore, probably one of the biggest parts on the floor. 14.2, it's only 0.7 seconds off the clock. Timeout looks to be called. Michaela Moran is going to re-enter the ballgame, we believe so. Timeout on the floor. Not sure who called it, doesn't matter. 14.2 left here in the fourth quarter. Garen Catholic in front, 34-30. If I'm not mistaken, Hamilton Heights went to halftime, down 19-4. So, good comeback, it's not all the way back. The year had the lead a couple of times. They relinquished the lead last time. It was off the glass. Took a two-shot foul shot. That was Catherine Loso. 32-30 at that point. Conversation right there on the floor. We'll mention this game is also in person. Being brought to you by 321 Real Estate. That's Lisa Stokes there. She has enthusiasm, experience, and knowledge. Lisa Stokes there, Real Estate Agent. Real
real estate broker. Lisa listens. That's absolutely. She'll listen. Lisa's so fair since we're 21 seats. So the Hamilton, Tipton, and Madison County since 1997. That's a graduating year of a halftime guest, Mr. Ryan Fike. We'll also mention they specialize in residential and corporation relocations. Contact Lisa by phone or by text message, 317-513-4086. Going to get down the basketball, Hamilton Heights. Going to bring it in from the corner, from the sideline. Brought in there, Kennedy Roten on the dribble, 12 seconds. Out top, Cameron Runners. Left-handed floater from topic, near the top of the key with the goal. 5.5 seconds remaining. Going to be a foul called in the backcourt. We're going to walk the distance. And this is a foul number 7 we spoke of. Take that back, foul number 9, it'll still be a 1-1. 1-1 on the floor. Going to the foul stripe right now. I believe number 1, Katie Koger. Yes, Katie Koger. On the season, she enters this foul shot 5 of 8. She's now 5 of 9. Got no iron. It can belong to Hamilton Heights. Clock stays still. 5.5. Time out. Hamilton Heights. So they're going to talk it over right now. And I will also mention this game is in part being brought to you by Reynolds Farm Equipment since 1955. They're located at 1451 East 276th Street, Atlanta, Indiana. You can visit them on the web at ReynoldsFarmEquipment.com. And now they have Titus Bacon and Deli. It's right inside Reynolds Farm Equipment. Operations, I should say the hours of operation for the Titus Bakery and Deli right here inside the Reynolds Farm Equipment. They're open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. On Saturday, they're open 7 a.m. to noon. You can join yourself, your friends. You can meet right there for breakfast and or lunch. They close at 2. You can visit them online at Titus Bakery and TitusBakery.com. You can grab a hot coffee and a donut or that hot breakfast you've been looking for. Hamilton Heights getting ready to bring the ball in 84 feet away. 5.5 seconds left. 34-30. Can be brought in by Katie Roten. She's got a baseball softball pass to the other end. She's going to go out of bounds. Couldn't make the catch. Goes out of bounds. Clock stays still. That clock still touched nobody. So they'll bring it back to the point of launch right there where Katie Roten threw the ball from. That's going to be in the front court for Gary Catholic. Gary Catholic just looking to get the ball in bounds. 34-30. You know a foul's going to happen immediately. Timeout on the floor. I believe it's going to be a full timeout on the floor right here. So we thank you for listening. We'll let you know these two teams are going to be in action pretty soon. We'll mention Hamilton Heights. Hamilton Heights is going to be home with Lebanon. Lebanon Lady Tigers will be at Hamilton Heights this Friday, the 19th. A certain start time for the varsity, 6 o'clock for the JV. You can tune in. You can watch that game. You can listen to Simon Knott. I tell you what, Simon Knott can do a lot of things. When he gets out of school, he's going to have no problem getting a job. No question. So Lebanon is going to be at Hamilton Heights Friday night. And Cameron Catholic is going to be on the road. And Thursday night, the 18th, they'll be at Indianapolis River. 5.5 left. First four tails. Cameron Catholic getting ready to break tunnel. Aaron Catholic going to bring it in from their own baseline. Right of their own bucket. They're not looking to score. They're looking to get the ball in bounds. 34-30, Aaron Catholic by 4. Could be brought in. Looking to get it in. It's Baylor. Excuse me. Kicked out of bounds. Right there on the trigger lane. That's Ava Bills. Trying to bring the ball in. Kicked out of bounds. 50. Right there, I believe it was Katie Rope. I take that back. He was not catering. They're going to work it from the baseline left side of the bucket this time. Bill's going to throw it in. They can go to the backcourt. They're going to pick it up in the backcourt. And a foul immediately happens. Ella Hitchcock had to foul, had to stop the clock. A second and a half elapses off the clock. There's 4 seconds left. 34-30. Both teams in the double bonus right here. Back to the foul line, she's shooting well. Number 12, Catherine Loso. First one rims off, wouldn't go. Catherine Loso, she's 5'9", she's a senior. We're hitting Gavin Catherine. They have 5 seniors, 3 juniors. They have 0 sophomores, they have 1 freshman. Defense mode, checking out a ballgame right now. Is Michaela Moran. Back in the ballgame, Haley Roten. Shot off the rim, would go. Fight for the own board. Going to be a tie-up. Ball's going to belong to Hamilton Heights on the alternating arrow. So the Huskies get the ball back. There's 2.1 left here in the ballgame. 34-30. Gavin Catholic in front. Cameron Rutter going to throw the pass down the floor. Let's see. She's going to toss it in to Mia Shields. Right side, shot off the mark, wouldn't go. Not going to go to kill. And, Hamilton Heights. Going to give way. Gavin Catholic going to capture the win. Varsity contest and the KG. 34-30. And they're going to congratulate folks right there. 34-30, we're hoping to get down there in time. Okay. Coach Keegan Cherry. He'll allow some free moments. He's going to talk to his girls right here. They shake hands. They head for the locker room. 34-30. Good ball game. Good comeback. Good fight. I tell you what, this is early in the season. This is a good way to think about things as they happen in front of each other. And well, he's got a minute to talk to us. We're talking to Coach Keegan Cherry. Coach Keegan Cherry, everyone, after the first half, your girls came back.
Yeah, we competed there in the second half. And, you know, we don't get some breaks down the stretch, and it's just unfortunate that you get three out there that won't take the time to make sure that they're all on the same page to get it right, whether it was the right call or not. It's disappointing.
So, well, Coach, I can tell by your practices, your girls gel together.
Yeah, we're getting better. I mean, we're a young group, and that's a bunch of juniors and seniors we play there. Credit to them, they played hard.
You know what, Coach, it was quite a ball game. I'm sure Hampton Heights fans like to see that comeback.
I hope so. The girls played hard. Thank you, and thank you, AJ, for being here and putting me in sports.
You got it. You're awesome. We'll see you on the December 1st division.
All right, thank you.
Thank you. So we'll walk this direction. We'll see if we can have a few words. See if Coach has a few words. We'll walk this direction. Let's see if he wants to talk to us. Coach Mark Carquanza. We'll see if he's got a minute. He said he did. Yeah, 2 minutes. So we'll work this direction. And what a ball game. So what these two schools, when they get together, it's a game. They work a good game. They work it together. And they want to see a handshake. And we'll walk this direction, getting some help right here. And have just a brief interview with Coach. What a ball game. Gavin Catholic 34. After Heights 30. Good ball game right here. They're working right there. I tell you what, Coach, that was a ball game. That was a good one. You're used to stuff like that as a Cardinal Navy.
Yeah, that's a game you want to be a part of, and especially a game you want to win. But that's one of the best games I've done around on both ends. And it's one of those where, can I drop a cliche statement that says, you know, you don't want to be the loser and nobody lost that game. But that's a heck of a fight for both sides.
Yeah, well, you had the girls gel together. They were fighting for the same goal.
We got a quote that should be the hardest workers in the gym. We got nothing but seniors and juniors that have fought for 3 years, 4 years together of 5-1 seasons and 6-1 seasons, and they have bonded together to be the first team to do something big this season, and out there I think we saw tonight that they can do that.
So, well, you got several games on the agenda. So, Hamilton Heights, this is a good standing point for both of you guys to work from.
This is an amazing test for us. Like I said,
they are such an amazing team that, you know, I'm sure Coach is frustrated over there, but for us to even compete with them and to do what we did, we are so proud of our girls right now for battling. And, you know, we tell them the harder you work, the luckier you get. And I think it just showed that we got 8-9 girls on varsity, but we got a program of 20 girls that want to be the absolute hardest workers in the gym.
Coach, I appreciate you and appreciate you bringing back our work with you again. I hope.
Thank you very much, AJ. I appreciate it.
Okay, that's the interview. We're going to bow out of here. We thank Paula back home for sales checks. We had some difficulty. We thank a halftime interview with Ryan Fite, former Hamilton Heights native himself. He's living there again, 6'5", 1997 graduate. And we thank Robbie Sindel. We thank AudioSportsOnline.net. And we thank you for listening. And no matter if you're home or away, you're doing the teaching and doing the learning. Don't let him go. Just keep the fire burning.